Right. I hate it. I don't know what it is, but I fucking despise it. I like, you know, if somebody says, oh, I had a couple of beers watching the game, I'm like, you disgust me.
You're raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
Fucking get a hold of yourself, man. Gross. Get your life in order.
Tuffing on the internet, you're relaxing, feeling good. Next thing that you know, you're seeing 4chan in the neighborhood. Come on, run on the magic fool bus.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here today, here on The Full Scoop. We do have a full docket for you all today, but first, we have a serious medical matter to discuss. Let me start with the introductions. From the University of Johns Hopkins, Chief Surgeon General, I am Dr. Winston Smith. From the University of California in Los Angeles, General Chief Surgeon, Dr. Benjamin Medina. And from Oxford University, Chief General Surgeon, Dr. Jonathan Kelso. Gentlemen, as you all know, we are here to discuss the odd and at times strangely erotic COVID-19 case of one Mr. Alan Brown. Jonathan Kelso, what can you tell us about this strange case?
Well, he had seemed to be denying it for at least 2 weeks now, and I was positive that he was positive.
Dr. Medina, your thoughts? Dr. Medina is in stunned
speechless
right now.
Speechless.
Right now, yeah. Let's go down to patient zero himself, Mr. Alan Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you feeling today?
I decided to take your advice and do my lab work, and it has come back negative for COVID, and I did get two negatives in a row, so...
I see. This is that denial you were speaking of, Dr. Kelso, is it not?
Yes. We all know that two negatives make a positive.
I think we have cracked this case.
Write it in the journal.
It's going in.
It's definitely going in.
So how are you feeling, Alan?
I don't know if I'm going to make it through this one without like coughing up a storm here. I will mute my mic as soon as I can, but the audience needs to catch some of it.
Winston, were you wearing your mask?
That is very
were you wearing
accurate.
Your mask?
That is very accurate.
We interviewed Alan.
I feel like he transmitted the COVID like that through the fucking microphone.
Yeah. Cough like that goes straight through the Wi-Fi.
Now, with that in mind, I would like to try and introduce this show. So we are going to be talking about third places today.
So the loser.
No. So it's not the quantitative of the three. Yes. It's the location of the third member.
Please, let us not talk about members. So third places, why you need one and how to find one. So guys, the context here that I try to come up with retroactively to explain third places is this. So my wife, as some of you may know, is obsessed with Friends, the TV show.
I'll be there for you.
Thank you, Doctor. Yeah. Doctor.
And she rewatches it about once a year. And I was thinking about how nice
take her
it
all
is
year to
coffee
watch
shop.
It.
A place to relax, friends, family.
Religiously
I mean,
watch
it. It was 10 years. It lasted 10 years. You could take 10 over. Years to watch.
Well, that's because you're old, Doctor.
So we're specifically talking about, well, as an example, that coffee shop, right? It's a place to relax and
Central Perk. Just,
you know, catch up, chit-chat.
Yeah, yes.
Central Perk, yes. And then, coincidentally, separately, I came across this video on something called Third Places. And so a third place is a familiar public spot where you regularly connect with others who you may know or you don't know. But just a place of community, right? So there's a shared interest usually or a shared activity. And the idea is that there's a lot of benefits to these third places, but we're starting to lose them. We don't have enough of these third places today. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, is this a new concept to everybody? Has anybody heard of?
I mean, we never called them that.
Yeah,
they were the just term, places.
The term,
because
new.
Yeah, there was nowhere that you could hide in a social protected bubble and still be social.
So let's go through the first two places. What would be home and home work?
Yeah.
What if you don't work?
Well, then this does not apply to you, does it?
Then you can't get to the third place.
You don't have enough money to spend at the third place. That's right. But hold on. I want to touch on that seductively. So, Johnny, you said that there wasn't a place to hide behind a social bubble, or what are you talking about there?
I'm
actually not sure where you were going with that.
Now you can get that fulfillment from your fucking phone, and you don't actually have to go out there and see this guy's face and pretend to agree with him, because he may punch you in the face, and at the security of your own home, you can tell him that he's crazy, and you know, you're still protected. So thus, less and less people are strangers, because it's not only strangers.
This is not what that is.
Yes, it is.
This isn't necessarily about interacting with strangers. Is it?
Alan? Well, it's both. It was in the description.
Both. It is both. It's like the point here.
Same thing. I could tell my
Johnny
friend
went
he's a
straight
dick.
To the violence.
Okay. Yeah, he went straight to strangers and violence.
Naturally.
Yes. Because that's what pisses me off the most.
Strangers. Right.
Strangers.
So maybe
strangers and violent make me strangely violent.
Little fuckers that talk big on social, but they can't do it to your face.
Right.
Well, so that pisses you off. But that's your first.
I will agree that I guarantee the day we learn how to find a way to punch people through their computer screens, internet trolling is gonna plummet.
It's gonna end. It's going to end.
Plummet. You'll still get a couple that think they're whatever. But yeah. I guarantee you, we're gonna see a 90% drop that first week alone.
There will be those couple of people that they think they're too far from the computer to get a hit.
But they don't know.
Here's a kick, motherfucker.
They're trolling a professional basketball player. He's got a 3-foot arm. You can reach across and grab him.
You have to weigh every comment. You have to weigh I could take a punch.
This got to be worth it.
I'll take some punches.
Yeah. I'll take some punches for this one. Yeah, so it's both, man. It's strangers and friends and family.
It really kind of reminds me of clubs or bars or whatever,
right?
Where you just show up. Sometimes you'll meet some unknown people,
right?
Sometimes you're just hanging with your friends, and nobody knew it really ends up.
And one of the examples that came up also was Cheers. So now that's even older than the Friends reference.
Sometimes Cheers is from where everybody knows your name. And they're always
which is Facebook.
I am so lost on
this. You just described Facebook.
It's from the 70s. Is that right, Winston?
Troubles are all the same. No, man, it's 80s. So.
80s. Still 80s. Yeah, okay, yeah. So 80s.
80s.
So you were there. How did it impact when this first came out?
Cheers was huge, man. Their finale was one of the most watched television episodes of all time.
Before them,
MASH had been number one.
Oh, MASH. That's right. Now we're going way back. But the idea is, like a bar.
A gymnasium.
I would say that most bars or clubs, though, that have really loud music are really they're playing against this.
It's because, like you said, we're all what was the description of it again? Shared interest or activity.
Right.
You go to those loud places. You don't go to check out. Chat.
You go to check out.
You go to
drink.
It causes. It's this all on purpose. It causes you to lean in and speak into each other's ears, which will then arouse you to take them home.
And spread COVID.
Yes.
If we're that close.
I'm so like, it's all a government ploy.
Nickelback concert spread COVID. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
Oh, man. So I used to have at least 2 out of 3 places when I worked at the office, because as Ben mentioned, work and home are your first and second, or, you know, home and work.
At the establishment?
First
and second place. The what? Establishment named the office?
No.
Bar
what?
Or lowercase O.
Oh, okay.
At an office, but yeah.
An office. The office. Okay, yeah. Okay. Because I've been to the office.
Oh, what does that mean?
A bar.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I meant Jim Halpert.
I did not know that. Where's that located?
I don't remember. I haven't been there for years.
That's how drunk you got. You couldn't find your way back.
Yeah, I could. I never fucking made it. I had to bang in.
So now that I work from home, I don't even have a second place.
No, so I don't know. Wouldn't your down, office man. Be considered the second, your second place?
The what?
Like, you have your home, but inside your home, where you have your office,
is also his bedroom.
Here comes Ben to stomp all over the joke.
Yeah,
and
which is also his living room.
I have a treadmill in here, so it is also the gym. So it's one place, but it's doing 3 times the work.
A plethora.
Yeah. It's plethargic. So
it's like Johnny Closer. It identifies as different things.
Identify us all.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now, why do you guys think, I mean, Johnny, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but why do you think third places might be useful? Like, why do we need them?
Where do I start?
Yeah.
To stimulate.
For procreation purposes.
Procreation? We're very focused on violence.
I'm throwing that in there.
But that's not violence.
It's like the D-Devil song. Sex and drugs and alcohol. I don't know, man. I feel like social media and getting away from these social third places distances you from feeling like other people. Like, you don't feel like you're a part of them anymore. And that's where you get these fucking idiots. And now that they have a place to find each other, they're building themselves up. And that's how you get fucking more mass shootings. Because they have no sense of being part of that world.
No that connection. Think, like, you don't have
there's
connection.
There's no connection there. Like,
and I think
just,
I really agree. I really agree. You know, I remember, you know, when I was younger, me and my friends would always have some place to meet up. You know, we did have a third places. You know, we had CC's was the third place for a very long time.
I remember the mall. Juice they Stop.
Vegan pizza?
We had Juice Stop, Sal's Pizza. The Domino's was next.
Are you just going to mention pizza places?
No, well, that's where we would have to go there to hang. So they would put a microphone outside Juice Stop and do an open fucking mic night every fucking weekend. You could go and fucking play whatever you wanted. You could do poetry. You could fucking, you know, play your songs. And it was very social. Yeah,
I had no idea.
Until these fucking punks that didn't like socializing would go and they would cut the fucking, because they couldn't stay home because their parents still didn't want them home.
Right.
So they'd kick them out and they'd cut the power to the fucking place and they had to shut down.
Huh.
They kept doing that. They ruined it for everyone.
Moral of the story is we should have left them in their room.
That reminds me a little bit of Second and Charles. So here in Laredo, Texas, we had a Second and Charles, which I always felt was a sort of bigger city, more progressive type of store. Like, as soon as I walked in, I felt like I was transported.
I loved it.
Just because of the things they sold. But they also had... No, it's not. Dude, there. They closed it down.
They closed
it down. What the hell?
A year to 2 years ago. Damn. And what they were doing, I think they were going after that third place vibe because they had couches and they had movies playing. They had tables, gaming tables for nerds to go and play.
Barnes & Noble-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, Barnes & Noble, I don't think has D&D tables, you know,
like Barnes board and games tables. You know what they should have? They should have did a splice between 7th and Charles or 2nd and Charles?
2nd and Charles.
2nd yeah. and Charles. I went 7th. I went through Charles. 5 more streets down.
By 4 more Charles. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Starbucks or maybe,
maybe even a
Dunkin' Donuts.
I agree. 100%.
That would have been badass.
Yeah, as I was thinking about this, I was imagining how there's a lack of third places right now, and
you go to these third places,
yeah,
and they're not third places anymore. Everyone is sitting down with their fucking electronic devices in front of their fucking faces, anyways.
Well,
why the fuck even go? Just pick it up.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah, that there's a lack of like the physical.
Oh, I'm very social. No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're outside.
You're out of your fucking house, but you're not social.
I'm on social media. That's like the most
social. I don't fucking consider social media being social. There is that bubble. If you're in that fucking protection bubble, you're not social. I don't give a fuck. That's, you know, no.
So that is an aspect of this conversation. The bubbles is exactly the key word. I feel like, yes, we have more places to connect online, more ways to connect instantly. But when we're doing that, we're connecting into a bubble instead of in a third place where there's supposed to be a variety of opinions and people from all walks of life, you know, join up. And for most people, the obvious third place is usually a church because it's a routine for those that go to church on Sundays.
To me.
No. I said for most people.
Late on,
yeah. Yeah. Most people. I'm sorry, but
that's like eighth or ninth place in where I got to go. Yeah, right
if,
under.
If I make it.
You're going to make it. It's below Walmart, the dollar store.
Do you talk to strangers at Walmart, though?
What's that? Mr. Corn.
I do.
Do you start? Do you get it?
You know where I do that is GameStop, places like that, or Walmart in the electronics section where I see people looking at things they have no fucking idea about.
Yeah.
And they're asking stupid questions. And I do lean over. I'm like, look, what you really want is this if you want this or this if you want that. And they're like, oh, fuck. Thank you very much.
Why aren't you working here?
They don't pay enough.
We're qualified.
Don't let me wear a gun.
Because what I just did would cost you $100.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And then the fucking, the dude's like, damn, bro, you just cost me like $30 in upsell. You fucking dick.
What if I told you about bothering the customers? He didn't look bothered to me.
Winston, have you heard of Penny Universities?
Penny Universities? No. Please.
No, so this is a tangent off of this. I don't even have it in the notes, but the idea that in coffee houses people would get together, and because you could connect with people from other walks of life, and sometimes people that are more educated would connect with people that are less educated, they could share ideas and expand the community consciousness and community knowledge. So it was a way to disseminate knowledge. And
so you're saying this is why we're all stupid now.
This is why we're all stupid.
These were the original Starbucks.
Right, right.
No,
Starbucks has
without the social media.
But now at Starbucks, you go and you plug in your headphones and you
ruined
you got
it.
Wi-Fi. Like
social media still ruins Starbucks.
The intent was there. People were buying for the coffee, but then they gave them free Wi-Fi.
That's it. It's gone. Damn. That's right. I mean, no matter where you look,
one of those
free Wi-Fi zones.
Leave your phone at the door, type of thing.
What was I going to say? What's that? A Faraday cage over every Starbucks so that it just blocks all the signals.
And also,
how would that affect sales, though?
Just in case.
Terribly, terribly.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
That would fail.
Hugely, hugely negative impact. But
we're not saying they will do it. We're just saying it should be that way. No, I think that the only way for third places to thrive, like true third places where you could share those ideas, you have to deliberately advertise that this is kind of what you're going for. You know, like I was saying, leave your phone at the door kind of thing, or maybe there's a locker, and then there's actual activities for people to do. I know there was a little snack shop somewhere here in Laredo where you'd go and there were board games all along the wall, and people would bust them out while they're having their snacks and they would play board games. But there's also that, I guess, the aspect of time. I feel like people just don't make time for these things anymore.
People don't have time for these things.
People don't have time.
You know what? You know what I did?
We just decided not to use the time.
No, there's no time for getting in your car, driving all the way somewhere, because it's always out of the way. It's never like down the block or around the corner. Dude, these places are out of the way. You know, pack up, get your stuff, maybe meet up with somebody, and then pack all the way back. Like, you're losing time and travel alone. Yeah.
You know what I did the other day?
What did you do the other
day? I went to a virtual third place.
There you go. There you go. You got a little ahead of me, but that's probably the future.
I
mean, that's almost definitely the future. What did you say?
It's the now.
Tell us about it.
You're in the now.
Tell us about it.
I just did it.
I don't have that. That's
true. I wanted to have some beers. And if you guys know me, I don't drink alone.
Right.
I hate it. I don't know what it is, but I fucking despise it. If somebody says, I had a couple of beers watching the game, I'm like, you disgust me.
You're outraging alcoholic.
Yeah.
Fucking hold of yourself, man.
Gross.
Get your life in order.
I don't do it. I hate it. So I really just wanted a fucking beer. So I was like, fuck. I don't want to get dressed. It was like midnight. I probably had 2 hours left if I go to a club or a bar, and you know, I still have to get ready, and I'm like, I don't know. And no, I was like, dude, just go for real. Like, go. I'm like, if I go alone, I make stupid decisions when I'm alone, you know that. So I was like, nah,
are you gonna take responsibility for what I do?
Yeah. And so what I ended up doing is I threw on the VR headset and I jumped into
the one from China.
Yeah. No. This is the one from here.
Okay.
I didn't have that one yet.
Still starting.
But yeah, I can also. You know what it was? The one for China. Yeah, it was.
You want a name drop so we can link it?
Pico 4. Pico 4 is great. Four. I love it.
Pico, go for some Pico, they got.
Oh, yes. And so I jumped into VR chat. It is probably one of the most socialistic games. How do you say that?
Yeah, socialist. Yeah, go on.
Socialist. It's from China. Remember.
It's from China.
No, so you just go. Basically, you go into this place where people have access to all the tools to create your own rooms.
Oh, yeah.
You can make anything you want. Fucking, when I say anything, I mean anything you want. There are virtual strip joints. There are virtual airstrips where you can test drive very detailed airplanes and helicopters and shit like that. You can jump into a world that recreates The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and just walk around and just gaze at it. Like, there's literally nothing that you cannot do in this world. And at the very top, there's always a couple of bars that have a lot of people going in and out of them.
In different styles, like, I might imagine.
I'm going to go to one of these bars.
A tavern, at least.
It's a tavern. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not drinking alone. So yeah. I went and grabbed the fucking...
You found a loophole.
Yeah, I grabbed my 12-pack. I put my fucking cooler next to my chair, and I was fucking in VR fucking drinking. And needless to say, I was in there till about 5, 6 o'clock in the fucking morning with these fucking freaks. But they were cool as shit, though. I was like, oh, like I walked into this one place that has it has a social area where you could just stand around and chill and talk. And then onto the sides, it has rooms. Each room had a different game. There was Uno. There was blackjack. There was poker, fucking Russian roulette. Just whatever you could fucking think of. You could do that kind of shit. Every time like you get shot, you disappear and reappear at the door. You're like, fuck. And now you got to go back to your seat. That was it. But it was fucking hilarious. Fuck yes, I did for like an hour. And it was amazing.
You know, this is the evolution of Second Life. Did you hear about what? Second Life?
What is that? How'd you get from third place to second life?
Shift.
We're counting down. You better keep up.
Oh fuck!
So, Second Life is
first death.
it's exactly what you're describing, but it's pre VR. So it was it's a place where people would go to create literally a second life. They would create environments. But people took it so seriously, they got married inside of Second Life.
Real.
It's digital. It's digital.
Oh.
But like I said, this is
pre The Sims.
So it's VR chat.
It sounds like The Sims. No, picture The Sims and picture that sort of mid-2000s Sims quality and graphics.
You could do all that in VR chat.
No, you can now. But
there's people getting married right now. Like, never met.
Right.
They have spent so much time in the VR chat together. Yeah. They have taken vows.
Right. That's exactly, I mean, I would say that Second Life was the predecessor to that, because people would create, they would build buildings, build like a whole like malls, a whole environments, just like you said. But this was before VR. And then people would take their characters pretty seriously. And they would start lives, and they would have little families inside of Second Life.
Of course,
the idea being that
no one would take them seriously.
The idea being that after you're done with the, you know, the personal piece of your real life and the work piece of your real life, you could go to this, I guess, digital third place.
This another real life.
Yeah, it's a supplement.
That's 20 fucking lives, and I jump in VR to get away from my fucking
life. In my day, if you wanted a second family, you had to go rent a cabin by the lake and keep that off your tax record so your wife would never find out about it. And we were thankful to do it.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you,
Grandpa Smith.
Grandma Smith. So some other examples, just to run down the list real quick, but I want to come back to your VR example. So libraries, coffee shops, book clubs, gym, mm-hmm. or yoga studio.
All of it. All of it is in VR chat.
Yeah. Bars or pubs, playgrounds, a dog park, rec center, group therapy, mm-hmm. Volunteer spaces. So
yoga, fucking everything.
Yeah. And I think that's why... It's fair to say that's the future. Now, how does that differ from social media, or like why does it differ?
Yeah, I was wondering.
It's still digital, because you're still in that bubble where I can tell you to fuck off and you know call you the N word and you can't do dick about it.
Right. Why would you say the N word?
Right click report.
I was going to bring down this third place.
No, it's funny. Like, actually, you'll find the most people, they're not offended by the use of it. They're like, yeah, okay, grow up. And
right.
But it's still...
That's a whole other episode. That's
another can of worms there, yeah.
That's a whole other episode.
I don't know if they're smarter online or what.
We'll save that for the next podcast.
They just know they still can't hit you through.
Is that screen. It?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, they just accepted it.
It's like, you just wait. Right, you just wait till version 3.
Do you got a haptic suit on, motherfucker?
Say it again.
They have haptic suits where you can feel, you know, things on your body. Your whole body. Yes.
Things.
Your entire body.
Places where you must be a member of?
Yes. Yes. Oh, members only places.
Right.
Well, they're clubs. Expensive, so I don't have one.
Oh, right. So yeah, third places. That is pretty much the whole description of what third places are, and some examples. I wanted to maybe go around and I guess Johnny, you already got a really good one, but what are some examples of your third places for you guys? Winston, you said you had pizza places back then. Like,
yeah,
what about now?
That was centuries ago. That was centuries ago. Yeah, yeah, they hadn't even brought pizza to the New World yet.
So you would still hang out at the gallows, right? Every time they would hang someone. You know,
I was one of the first ones there to help sweep it up, you know. The rule was any valuables that fall out, like, that you find, are yours.
It's like a piñata?
It's like a piñata, you know. No. Christ, that was your third place back then, you know. Everybody gathers around, you get the children, you come from church, you want to go see a good hanging. You know, it's been a while since you saw a hanging.
Didn't you try to keep it alive?
It's a child predator this week. This is going to be a good one. Because you know they ain't going to make it that tight, so it ain't going to be a quick one.
And then you open up a bar called The Gallows in memory of...
In memory of, yeah. The city would not grant me the permit on it.
No, okay.
But if we're talking now, I really can't
we're talking now.
Think of
so there's
anything.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I go to work and I go home and I don't want to go anywhere else.
So you don't get a saving.
So this is your fault.
Are you earning to go to third place?
No. I feel there's just, it's too trafficy. It's too noisy.
Because you can get punched in the face, right, fucker? This is your fault, Winston.
It's been a while. Last time I was punched in the face, I think it was middle school, and I took it like a champ, you know. I didn't fall down. But nowadays, people know I'm not afraid of being punched.
If you don't reciprocate, that's not a champ.
I'm not afraid. I bit the crap out of his Pac-Man.
You bit the motherfucker!
I was yelling. I was like, this nipple is mine! Ask us who went home crying. Ask us who went home crying.
The other people around there
is crying.
The crowd fucking ran away crying.
They couldn't wait to tell on me. They're like, oh my God.
He's a zombie.
Where was I even going with this?
You're the most cannibalistic vegan that I know.
I spit it out.
I didn't even enjoy that shit.
I didn't enjoy it. I went against everything, I believe.
Cannibal like, Club. Mike, talk about a shared
Mike
interest.
Tyson would be proud.
Oh my God, I can't really think. Like, I don't want to go anywhere.
It's the energy. It takes extra energy.
Home, yeah.
I mean,
I hear that.
The podcast would be your third place. You look forward to it.
No,
you're
because
socialized.
It's not like public out there. Like, there's no chance of running into a stranger or interacting with people.
But still can't punch
them. Hey, that's not for lack of trying, because we've invited people. Like, it's open.
Okay, have someone we invited to come on?
We've invited strangers.
I invite strangers all the time. Yeah,
we had our first stranger, Brad Jensky.
Yeah, we did.
How did we do that? Who knew him?
King.
Oh, yeah, Richard King.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count. That's not a stranger.
It's a friend of mine. I've never met him.
Nobody knows.
Oh, okay.
So anybody in the audience that wants to join into the podcast,
join in.
Right. You want to come to a second place.
Send us a self-addressed stamp.
Or third place.
With your name.
And $50.
And $50.
Wait.
We'll take gift cards.
But he can't just come in through the call. He has to be. Someone has to be in danger of getting punched in the face.
Okay.
All right. If it's going to be a stranger.
You know, I was thinking when Winston was talking about his last punch in the face, I think I got my last punch in the face was in high school, and I I developed a strong distaste for it.
It's like my first beer, honestly. Like it. No, it's not what for me. Fuck?
No, it's the opposite to me.
Another
make me strong.
Well, shit!
Mine was probably like a freaking caveman. That I
a month ago was mine. What the fuck? I gave him fucking three. I gave him three. And I stared. I'm like, seriously, bro? He got me three times. I'm like, all right, three times. Now it's my turn.
Oh, he took three from you.
No. He gave. I allowed him three because I was like,
you allowed him two more.
Elaborate on that.
No, I can't.
No, you can't. You know what?
Without going into details, what happened?
It was so.
Beep.
Perfect.
It's three minutes. It's just 3 minutes of flatline.
No, it's just, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Right. And.
But you could. I think I've turned it into like the Gray Hulk now.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, I still know I can beat your ass, but
you don't want to.
I don't need to do it anymore. And so the second one, I'm like, dude. Don't do that again. Like, you're coming with me. And he didn't think so. So he gave me another one. And then we ended up in the
hospital.
Strike
three. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were stitches involved.
So when you say someone has to be able to join the podcast and then one of us has to be in danger of getting punched, is that?
At minimum. I feel like, to be a third place.
I feel like reputations can take a hit too. And that adds to the danger aspect of what we're talking about. The anonymity that online grants you, I think, just allows people to do that kind of shit talking that they do.
Yeah.
Big.
They would not in other situation fucking do.
Right.
Correct.
So again, this is a serious invite to anybody that wants to be on the show. And especially if you have a topic that you want to talk about, let us know, send us your topic.
Would never say to a Tea Party member to his face that his Glock looks pretty. But I'll do it. I'll do it over Facebook. That is an adorable little gun there, man. I'm going to put it on my G.I. Joe. But, you know, when it's face to face, hey, come on, man. What are we doing here?
I don't care if it's pink. Right? So what does that do, though? It's then... That anonymity, do you think it causes? Because if you never go to social places anymore and you are always living behind your blanket of anonymity, don't you think that fucks with your psychological state?
Absolutely. So, you don't know how to temper your aggression.
Right. I mean, for one. And then the other thing is, and more importantly, I think you don't expand your point of view on the world.
You don't gain any sympathy for people, honestly.
Which was the whole point of Penny Universities is people were like,
so why are so many people arguing online when you know it's that easy to fucking omit them?
Because people are people.
Oh, well, I mean, I think some people just
very good point.
Really like.
Like everything you're just saying is like, oh, shoot, your opinion doesn't matter. Like, if I get. Well, then what is so up with all this fucking arguing and shit?
I think it's productive if you go in there and you are actually arguing and you're trying to defend your point.
Not
where
what I do.
It becomes completely useless is like where you it devolves into shit talking and just like, well, you're completely wrong, but you know,
because
you just dismiss the other person entirely. And if you're dismissing the other person's point of view, then you're not getting anywhere. You're not getting anything.
It's so easy because it's not even there. Like, I was like, oh, I could actually just mute you. Yeah.
I can erase you like a god.
Yeah. You never exist. I go in. I don't know if you've ever seen it or, you know, like witnessed the side effects of me. I never get on fucking social media. Sometimes I'll get on and I'll see something that like pisses me off.
Yeah.
And I'll just say like three words. And just piss them the fuck off and then disappear for a year.
Right.
And they're fucking arguing and fucking going, and then someone else starts in, and then someone backs me up, and then they get back up, and they're fucking arguing, and I'm sitting there like, ha, 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 I did this.
An instigator.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
And then I just log off and never look at it again.
I think I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but I do sometimes find myself caring, and I want to help people, which is the wrong way to go about it, right? But go and want to help them see a fact that they're missing, or maybe understand my point of view, or the point of view of another person in that same thread. And I found myself more and more in the past 6 months to a year going in, about to comment. And I stop myself because I go, what's the point? There's just too many people. You can't one-on-one, like trying to, you know, convince people of something. It just doesn't make sense. But I mean, now that we're having this conversation, if you were actually to commit and respect the other person's point of view, what you might get out of it is a better understanding of your own beliefs or your own point of view. So that might be the only benefit in that situation, I think.
I don't respect you if you're in a bubble.
Well,
say that shit to my face,
Glinda, the good witch.
If you showed up to this place, wherever you're talking about, let's say it's the YouTube comments. If you showed up to this place and you have a different opinion than what's being expressed there, is that a bubble? And do you not have an opportunity to engage in that sort of, you know, back and forth of opinions? Or perspectives?
No, I feel like they'll even if it's a respectable conversation, just the simple fact that you're in person. Give me 1 second.
I think what Kelsel's trying to say is if you are not in danger of being punched, it's still a bubble.
Yeah. But then if you are in danger of being punched, doesn't that also limit what your real
survival of the fittest?
Wow. Right? Like I might filter myself when I actually, you know, I might have a more extreme view.
Okay, but which is the real you? Is the
which
real
is where
you,
it should stay.
The one acting under anonymity?
Yeah.
Or the one that's actually in person, in front of someone.
Oh shit!
I think you
is
lose.
This, is this Kafka-esque?
You lose that fucking that line of reality where you believe you're this big bad motherfucker when you're really not.
I feel that's less then, you on social media.
Yeah, and then you go and do stupid shit,
I'm not that guy.
He's like, oh fuck. But it's too late. Now you have to fucking deal with it. But no, but I feel like you get to, it brainwashes you to a point where you just lose it. You lose it. You lose that fucking sense of reality that you can't just fucking do this shit.
Yeah. That was such because a good question. You, like I didn't have
because an anyone can. The thing is, anyone can fucking do that.
Right.
But you know you shouldn't because of social interaction.
Right. Man, I have to think on that a little bit. I do find myself, at the very least, more often than not, I'm the mediator in both online and offline situations. So I guess that's just, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know.
That could be a part of you. Like, yeah, you never know. Yeah. Like, even in a real setting that could be.
I wish I had a training and I shot the fucking mediator. I lit him up.
All right.
I'm just saying, you're not back, safe Kelsel. In person as the mediator either. Well, we're doing airsoft.
It requires, either way, as a mediator, it requires some mental gymnastics.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't I think be biased. It's good practice. Well, I think if anyone, well, Ben, let me ask you before we start wrapping up here. Do you have a third place? Or did you used to?
Or maybe a third nipple.
I do actually
look. That you bit off someone else.
You found it on the ground from when I spit it out.
You ate that nipple.
What that was centuries ago.
I'd say the gym would probably be my third place. Though I have been lacking about being consistent about it. But
you are at least a little bit social in the gym, I understand.
So. Yeah, you get the opportunity to be as social as you want to be at the gym. Mm-hmm. You can either go put on your headphones and not interact with anybody.
Right.
Or you go in there without headphones. And like that's kind of like the unspoken way of opening up yourself at the gym.
Yeah, don't talk to me if I got headphones on, but if I don't, go ahead.
Sort of, yeah.
So I walk in without pants.
Help yourself. You wouldn't be the first one
to do that.
I'm not, you know.
I'm open, basically.
I'm not inviting, but I'm not.
You're not insisting.
I'm not inviting, but I know how to party.
It's like an open bar. Nobody has to step up to it if they don't want to.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that is going to be our show for today. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in and throw it over to Winston. What do you think? Have we learned anything today?
Yeah, I do agree with Kelso in that I feel we still need that in-person socialization. Like, I understand there are a lot of people who are introverts and they prefer time on their own, but there is still there is a physiological kind of need for some type of connection. And the important thing is having the healthy connections. Don't cut yourself off to just being in one place. Get yourself a second, a third, and a fourth
place. Many places.
As always, you can find links for today's stories in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe to hear our upcoming episodes,
in which we will be talking about jamais vu. The opposite. No, it's the opposite of déjà vu. Not a threesome.
And if you like what you hear, support us with a review wherever you listen to us.
It helps us come up with this foolery, and it keeps our lights on sometimes.
You've just received the full scoop.
That COVID. Or maybe a third nipple.